The Alternative Minimum Tax, or AMT, was introduced in 1969 to keep 155 wealthy Americans from sheltering income from the IRS.
In about 3 years, 35 million taxpayers are going to be paying this alternative minimum tax. It is an enormous tax increase on the middle class, and it was never meant to be that.
Congressman Paul Ryan wants to get rid of that tax and give taxpayers a choice of using a simpler system.
It's a 10% tax rate for individuals making $50,000, couples making $100,000. And then it's a 25% tax rate above that. You have generous standard exemptions.
Ryan contends choosing either plan would provide the same projected revenue while keeping taxes down. Washington, he says, just needs to cut spending. Democrats also want to dump the AMT, but Ryan says they want to replace the projected $841 billion in revenue with other taxes.
And we're simply saying this giant tax increase is wrong in the first place, whether it comes in the form of an alternative minimum tax or some other tax increase. We reject the premise that we need to have an enormous tax increase on our economy and on families.
Jim Dick, Wisconsin Radio Network.